Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The ominous clouds of war were hanging over Europe in 1937. Claiming that he could turn the economy around and put people to work, Adolf Hitler began to strengthen his grip on Germany. Those who dared to oppose him were silenced as the detention camps were opened, eventually to be known as concentration camps. A former submarine captain turned pastor was one of the few who spoke openly against what Hitler was doing. And Hitler hated him with a passion. Martin Niemöller had to be silenced. Eventually, the knock came at the door, and he was taken by the SS troops and put in prison. On February 7, 1938, Niemöller faced his accusers in court. But a strange thing happened on that morning as Martin was being led through an underground tunnel from the prison to the courthouse. Suddenly, he heard the words of Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. What so disturbed Niemöller was that there was no one who could have spoken those words. He was both shocked and surprised. Was this the audible voice of God speaking courage to his troubled heart? No matter whose voice it was, God used that incident to bring both comfort and encouragement to a man who was beginning an ordeal which he neither deserved nor should have faced. A Christian guard had learned that the acoustics in the tunnel would allow someone to whisper into the wall and to be heard by the prisoner a considerable distance away. And a man who was a brother wanted to encourage Niemöller. He never forgot those words. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Niemöller was acquitted of the charges which had been made against him, but he was imprisoned for more than 7 years. "On what charges do we send a man to prison who has been acquitted?" the prosecutor asked Hitler. And the Führer replied, "He is my personal prisoner." Martin Niemöller was neither the first nor the last individual to be falsely accused and imprisoned. As the gates of the concentration camp swung shut on Martin, he was in the company of some of the world's greatest saints, from Paul the Apostle to John Bunyan, who had been imprisoned in the old Bedford jail in England. Jesus put it, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Now, most of us would just as soon do without the blessing of wrongful imprisonment. Yet at the same time, no person who stands boldly for truth and integrity, who stands for the right, is immune from the sarcasm and the jibes of those who love darkness rather than light. Have you never heard comments like, "What's the matter with you? Too good to go along with us?" Notice the labels which are often hurled at those who protest. Watch how this media pictures Christians as being weird, out of touch with society, in an attempt to discredit their influence. The enemies cannot silence them by putting them in prison, but they do their best to discredit them through misinformation and deceit if they cannot actually destroy them. "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe," said the psalmist. Have you experienced that great truth, friend? The person who commits himself to anything worthwhile will always experience the hostility of those who stand for nothing. But don't forget, he is a fortress.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.